mamzeris and asina li Yisrael. Let's say Yisrael marries a mamzeris or an asina chai v'lavin that he's not supposed to stay married to her, and he has to give her a get. But let's say he didn't give her a get yet, and she got caught by the goyim. Here the locher is ain't a chayiv levdoisai. The husband does not have a chiyuv to free his mamzeris, his nesina. Why? Sheinani kaira bo v'yaisvin chalili intui. Because by regulations Yisrael, the Tanaik Subri is, he has to free her in order to stay married to her. Because usually, even though your wife was captured by the goyim, even if they live with her, forced her, still she's mutter to you. So therefore, the Tanaik Subri of Neshis Yisrael is to free her and not to stay married to her. But where the man married a mamzeres or an asina, that he's not allowed to stay married to her anyway, so in this case, he has no chiyuv to free her. That's not the Tanaik Subri to free her, to let her go free. The inya to free her is to still stay married to her. And since you can't stay married to her, you have no chiyuv to free her, to pay the ransom. Rav Ram Rav says like this, Kol she'issa shivuya goyim lo chayim levdoisa. Anytime, if the issa shivuya, the reason why she's zasa, is because she was captured by the goyim, then you have a chiyuv to free her. Ma'ashen ken issa davracha goyim lo, let's say there's some other issa that says you can't stay married to her, ain't a chayim levdoisa. You don't have to free her, you're not mechuyiv to. Rashid Rav Amar Mamzeros Nesina Kabayis Rilei. Inachnami. Baya Mamzeros Nesina, Rav agrees, you don't have to free her. Because there's something else answering that she's also to you. Because she's a Mamzeros. Tla Yishtabed Lo. Avu Be'amon Lekoyen Godo Pola Galei. V'yama Mikoro Lo Yishtabed Lekahanis. V'yad Rinchlem Dinoscho. Ela Machme Shasur Ashruya Lov. Avu Neseros Machme Dovracha Lo Yishtabed. Hey, Rav argues in Abaya in his first halacha. If an Kohen Gadol got married to an Amona. So a Kohen Gadol got married to an Amona. Why is he not allowed to stay married to her? Not only because she was caught by the Goyim, but because she's an Amona. Kohen Gadol can't marry an Amona. Therefore, there's no Tanaik Subri that if she gets caught, you have to free her. When do we say if a Kohen's wife gets caught, you have to free her? That's because if it wasn't for the fact she was caught by the Goyim, she would have been mutter to you. So therefore, there's a Tanaik Subri, you still have to free her. But here, where she's an Amona to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol can't live with her anyway, therefore he has no chiyuv to free her. That's for machlokes Abaye v'Rava, if a Kohen Gadol has a chiyuv to free his wife, that's an Amona if she was caught by the Goyim. So the Ma'alei Mikatanoim, let's say it's talking machlokes Tanoim. What is Alocha Hamadir Asishtoi? If somebody makes an Issur Neder, he's not going to live with his wife. Trashim Lehenes Loi, that she can't have any enjoyment from him. Finishmas, and then she got caught by the Goyim. You have to free her for nice and luxubasa. Any time you have to give her a get, you're not allowed to live with her. You made a neder, but you have to pay the ksuba. But you also have to free her. We have Yeshua Imenel, nice and luxubasa vena poida. You have a right just to give her a ksuba, but you don't have to free her anymore. Why? Because since you're not allowed to live with her anyway, so therefore it's not called Yisra Shavuyi was Gormla, since you can't live with her anyway, therefore you have no chiyah to free her. Amar Rebbe Nosson said, Sha'alti Yesumchis, Ayes Sumchis, that Kishamar Rebbe Yeshua, when Rebbe Yeshua said, Noisin Lok Subas of Yena Poida, that Yeshua said in such a case, that all you have to do is just give her a suba, you don't have to free her, if you first made a neder, that your wife can't have any enjoyment from you, and then she got caught by the Goyim, that you don't have a chiyuv to free her, Kishedira Olev Saif Nishvis, is it talking about that first he made the neder, and then she got caught? Oy benishmas, and maybe even in the case where first she got caught. Olev seifadir, and at the end he made a neder. Maybe even such a case also. Shrashi kloimer. Oy afilu kishenishmas, olev seifadir. Nami yomer. V'yafagav dikul meimah lo yadir elu potem in a pigeon. Maybe still he's potter. That was his kasha. Maybe even in the case where first his wife got caught by the goyim. Now the ransom was very high, so he wanted to get out of it. So he made a neder, and his wife can't have any enjoyment from him anymore. So maybe even in such a case, he doesn't have to free her anymore. So Yomali said back to me, Loi Shemati, I didn't hear clearly this halacha. But for Niran Devrorim, it makes sense to me that Shadira Lipsayef Nishpis, that when do we say you have a right to free yourself, not to pay the ransom, if first the husband made the neder. So Mela now they can't live together anymore. And then she got caught by the Goyim, he doesn't have to free her. Diyam, because if you're going to tell me that Nishpis, that even in the case that first she got caught by the Goyim, now if the husband makes a neder, not to have any, she can't have enjoyment from him, that he doesn't have to free her, is also Arume. People will make this Aram, and those people always do this. People always free themselves from having to pay the ransom. So Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about the Madarashis Kain Kimiflagi? We were talking about where it's an Ashes Kain. And what the Abaya the Yomak Rebeleza. Abaya holds like Rebeleza. That says what? The husband has to free you. For Rav the Yomak Reb Yeshua. Rav says like Reb Yeshua, no, that if the husband made a neder, and he can't live with it now, not because of the Shvuya, but because he made a neder, he does not have to free you. So who is machlekes Reb Leza, Abaya and the Rav is a machlekes Reb Leza and Reb Yeshua. So Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you, my skin is going to Nodra'ihi. We're talking about where the wife was the one that first made the nether. She made the nether not to have any enjoyment from her husband. The kayim lohu. And the husband said the nether should take place. He did not annul the nether. He wasn't made for the nether. But rather he was makayim and he said, good, let the nether stay. This is the case. So what's the machlokes? Reb Leza savar hu noisen etzba ben shener. Reb Leza says he's the one that's causing the fight. By him not being made for the nether, he's like putting his hand in her teeth. Because he's the one that's causing it. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer said that he has to free her still. Rabbi Yeshua Savano, he nos netzma ben shener. She's the one that did it. Since she's the one that made the nether first, she's the one that started off. So therefore here, we do not have a chiyuv to support to free her anymore. That's the machlokes over here. Ben Achnami, in a normal case, could be they both agree that the husband still has to free his wife. Rabbi Gemara, he nos netzma ben shener. If this is called the case, since she made the nether first, and true, the husband said the nether should be, still it's called that she started the fight. She made the issa, she made the nether. If so, ksuba, maya vidita. Why did she get the ksuba? If the wife made a nether, because of her nether, you can't live with her. So you're giving her a get, the husband does not have to give her a ksuba. So that can't be the case here. For su, and also, Ramar Reb Nosin, shalti yasumchas, ayah sumchas. That Kishom Rav Yeshua Noisin Laksubasa Vein Apoida Kishadiru Lav Seif Nishpis Oy Vishnishpis Lav Seif Adira. I asked him clearly this question: what's the case talking about? Where first the husband made the neder, or first she was caught? For Yomar, and he said Lo Shemati, I did not hear this. Now we did not rehe. If the case is talking about here where she made the neder, Mali Hadira Lav Seif Nishpis Mali Nishpis Lav Seif Adira doesn't make a nafkamina which way it took place. It's not him that's making the nether. It's she that's making the nether. Elo avada liyelim, we're talking about the Yadra Ihu. And I'm talking about where he made the nether. And the Abayim Mataras Atayimei, for Rav Mataras Atayimei. Both of them answer according to their Tam. Abayim Mataras Atayimei, Abayim answer according to his Tam. Now what that everybody agrees Abayim's Chiddush was, that Amona Lekoyin Godol. In the case of Lekoyin Godol, married an Amona, everybody agrees Lepliga the Chayav Lefdoisa. That still the husband, the Kohen, has a chiyuv to redeem her, to pay the ransom money. That since Lamaisa, all he has to do is just send her back to her father's house, even though she's also to him, still there's a chiyuv levdoisa. And Mamzeros and Asin Eli Yisrael, Kuliyam le pligadena chayav levdoisa. In the case where it's Ashes Yisrael, that there the Tanaik Subu is when you free your wife. You're supposed to still live with her. Over here, since she's a mamzeres and a sinner, that you're not allowed to live with her anyway, therefore, avada is no chiyuv to free her. So, that's Abaye Shita. So, Abaye says everybody agrees to this. Rabbi Elez and Rabbi Yeshua both agree to this svara. And therefore, by a case of Madar Eshes Koyin, Nami Kuliyam Le Pliga de Chayiv Levdoisoi, in a case where the Koyin made a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, so true now he's not allowed to live with his wife anymore, still everybody agrees there's a chiyuv for the Koyin to redeem his wife. Why? The Hainu Amon Le Koyin Godol? That's Mamish exact same case of an Amon to a Koyin Godol, that even though it's also to stay to live together, still though that's the Tanaik Suba, you have to free her in order that she should go back to her father's house. Ki Pligi, where is the Machloikis? B'madir Eishes Yisrael. In the case where the husband is a Yisrael, and he made a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. This is the Machloikis now. That Reb Lezer also bossa mi koro, Reb Yeshua also bossa b'soif. That Reb Lezer goes bossa mi koro means when they first got married, the locher is that she was mutter to stay married together. In other words, it's a regular Eishes Yisrael that's mutter to a husband. So Reb Lezer says they go bossa mikora. So the time when they first got married, since she was muta, it was chal achiv upon the husband that whenever she gets caught, she gets captured by the goyim, he has to free her. Even though later on he made a neder that now she's also to him. So what? You go bossa mikora? It's like a new machlokes.
And Rabbi Yeshua holds no, you go basa b'soif. Now at the time when she was captured, he already made a neder that he can't live with her. So therefore now she's also to stay married together. Therefore, he doesn't have a chiyuv to free her. That's the machlokes. But nothing to do with the machlokes between Abaya and Rava. And Rava matar at the time, and Rava enters according to his time. The water amon lekoin godol mamzeros in a sinu li yisrael kulu yamlo pligadein chayv lefdoisai. In both of these cases, since there's an iser davracha gurim, there's no chiyuv to redeem your wife. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar? Ki pligi b'madir, when the husband made the neder bein eshes koyin or bein eshes yisrael. In both cases, that Rabbi Elazar also bossi mikoro. Rabbi Elazar goes bossi at the beginning. When they first got married, they were muta to stay married together. Therefore, there's the chiyuv to redeem your wife. Rabbi Yeshua also bossa soif. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you go bossa at the end. Since now, before she was captured, the husband already made a neder that he can't live with his wife. Therefore, they're also to stay married together. He has to give her a get anyway. Therefore, he holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's no chiyuv lefdoisai. Ben Echnami is not telling them at the machlokes Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Elazar is a new machlokes where they go bossa b'soif. Or whether you go bossa mikora, since the beginning of the marriage they were mutter, just the neder later on stopped it, that's the machlokes. But both of them could go according to Abaye and according to Rava. That's the machlokes of Gemara. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold in daf nun beis omer aleph by the two dots on the bottom. Nish beis is chayil of doisa. One of the chiyuvim is if your wife gets captured by the goyim, the husband has a chiyuv to redeem her. Tana rabbanim, what's in a price like this? Nishpis. Tana rabbanim, what's in a price like this? Nishpis bechaye baila. Let's say somebody's wife got captured by the goyim, and the husband was still alive. V'yachakach meis baila. And then the husband died. So the shailah is, does the yorshim, his sons, have a chiyuv to redeem his wife? So it sounds like this, the first braisa. Hikibu bailif, the husband, when he was alive, realized, knew about it, that his wife was captured. So he had a chiyuv to redeem her. The lacher is, yorshin chayavun of doisa. In such a case, the sons that yashin, the father, they have to spend the money to redeem their mother. What about lo hikibu baila? Let's say the husband, before he died, did not realize, did not know that his wife was captured, even though she was, but he didn't find out about it. Ein Yorshin Chayavun of Doisa. Then the Yorshim, or Slavdavka, her son, for a cover of the Yorshim, the father's sons, even if it's not, if it's not their mother, still, then Ein Yorshim Chayavun of Doisa. They don't have a chiyuv to be paida, to free, to redeem their father's wife. Now, since the father did not realize it before he died, so to get light, the chiyuv was not really chal upon the husband yet, therefore when he dies, the Yorshim don't have to take it over. Levi sova lemevet uv de kiyai masnisa. So Levi thought that the locher is like this braisa, and that he wants a paskin like this. So what in the case where a kopon of the husband realized that his wife was captured by the goyim, even though the husband dies, still the yorshim has to redeem the mother. So Levi thought a paskin like this. Oh, malei Rav. So Rav said to Levi, no, hochi yoma chavivi. This is the way chavivi means my uncle. Rashi said that's Reb Chiya. That was Rav's uncle. That Chaviv means Rav Achiyah said, no, we don't paskin like this brisa. Like another brisa, we paskin like this. But it says over here, nishbis liyacha misas baila. Let's say the wife was captured after her husband died. First the husband died, and then the wife was captured by the goyim. That says here, Ein ha yisoymim chayovin of doisa. The yisoymim, the one that yashins the father, they do not have to lay out the money to redeem their mother. For loyoid, not only in this case, that the husband died at first, that she was captured after the husband died, not only in that case, elabot afilo nishpes b'chaye baila. Even in the case where the mother, his wife, was captured when the husband was still alive. And then the husband dies. It doesn't make a difference, even if the husband realized that his wife was captured. And at that time, he had a chiyuv to free her. But since he died first, the Baal died before he freed his wife.
It says here, Ein ha-yisoymin chayovun avdoisa. The yisoymin manat mechuyiv. Don't have to redeem their mother. Shein ha nikarba, why? Because we don't call it right now, v'yoisvin choliyintui, that you'll come back to me to be my wife. There's a Tanaik Ksuba, that a husband has the chiyuv to redeem his wife. It's only because it says in the Ksuba, I'll redeem you and you'll be to me for a wife. So only if she comes back to him for a wife, that means the husband's still alive. But over here that the husband died, as soon as he dies, it goes off to Chiyiv, now there's no more Chiyiv him to redeem his wife. Therefore the Yoshim don't have to redeem their mother. Not Talocha like this. Turn around, Bonnie, what's the price like this? Nishbis, in a case where she was captured, for you know, somebody's wife was captured, the goyim captured her, kidnapped her. And they're asking for ransom money 10 times the amount that she's worth. That's how much they're asking from you. So Loch is like this. The first time the goyim do this, you have to redeem your wife, even though it means to pay 10 times more than she's worth, you have to pay. If it happens a second time that the goyim kidnap her, then rotza poida, rotza in a poida. Then it depends, it's up to the husband. If he wants to, he could redeem his wife. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have a chiv to. Mashma, the chiv ksuba is only the first time. The rabbanu were only misak, and the husband has to redeem his wife one time, not 2 times. That's the Tanakh Kama Svara. Rabbi Shimon Magal Mi'olayna, he says,